welcome, Chimpers, to episode 62 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. With me, as always, my esteemed co-host, Whitey is Fed Up.
Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. It's good to be back on the show. I mean, we took a couple weeks off. We had a really good positive response on the New Year's Eve show.
Yeah, that was a little scary doing a live show, I got to admit.
Yeah, but we made it through there, and tonight we're going to have a couple guests in our studio. Hard Truck is going to join us.
And also Liver Lipper's going to make an appearance.
Yeah, Liver Lipper's going to do a top 10, and we're going to do Nigaroki from Skyman Eyes.
All right, can't wait to hear it.
It's a good one, so Chimpers, sit back and relax, because Chimp Out Radio starts now. First, let's get the formalities out of the way. So with us tonight is Hard Truck. And Hard Truck, how's it going?
It's going great, DJ. How you doing?
Doing great. I've been wondering, what is the story behind your name, Hard Truck? What does that mean?
It's just a game I've been playing for like 10 years.
What's the name of the game?
Hard Truck 2.
Oh, okay. I've actually played that, and I can honestly say that is fucking hard, dude. I cannot figure out how to move. How do you? I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
You just gotta drive around and pick up your shit and deliver it.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's simple. Hell, I got to play simple games. I can't play none of them that are really hard.
Right. All right, well, cool. Hey, what part of the country are you from?
I'm from North Carolina.
Okay.
I've been working on damn telekinesis, and that shit don't work. I've been doing that for a better part of 20 years.
Really? Can you move things with your mind yet, or?
No, I've just been trying to catch shit on fire.
Oh. That would be cool.
Yeah, it ain't worked yet.
Well, yeah, that would be a cool party trick, though, if you could just even just light a cigarette for somebody with your mind.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Catch some Happy Brillo head on fire.
That's what I would do.
Maybe that's, you think that's what happened to Michael Jackson and Richard Pryor? Some nigger hater just stared at him until they burst into flames?
Hey, that's a good point, man. Two niggers burst into flames on live TV.
I know. I think it was Hard Truck. You were in the audience, weren't you?
I was working on it back then.
Oh, okay. All right, you're off the hook.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Okay, so Whitey's fed up. What's going on this week?
Raged mom kills baby and takes lifeless body out shopping.
Wow.
Yeah, that's on the current list.
Yeah.
Jenny D.
Yeah. And you should see the picture of this sow. She is nasty.
Yeah, she has, like, tried to dye her hair blonde, didn't she?
Well, I don't know if that's her hair or, like, weave or horse hair, but, yeah, there's some blonde in there.
Yeah. Maybe she was shopping for a better haircut.
Yeah, she needs to shop a lot harder.
Yeah.
She needs to do some power shopping for that nappy do.
So what happened?
A Chicago mother smothered her three-month-old son because he wouldn't stop crying, strapped him into a stroller, and went shopping.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I wish more niggers would do this.
I know. Maybe not the shopping part, but hey.
Well, you know what? They own it. They can take it wherever they want, as long as they smother them.
What? And I don't think we're talking about smothering with love.
That is one evil-looking cheekbone.
Yes. So, can you just imagine how concentrated the evil of her spawn would have been if it was allowed to grow to adulthood?
Yeah.
She did the world a favor.
Oh, of course. And look at her. She's got, like, black eyes like a snake.
Yeah.
They're just, there's nothing there.
That's terrible.
It is.
That don't tell you niggers ain't human nut and wheel.
20 years old.
And look at her name. Authorities said Toy Rihanna Smith. What the hell kind of name is Toy Rihanna?
See, it's sort of like the real Rihanna, only it's an action figure. Toy Rihanna Smith, 20, beaten suffocated her son, Ken Blackman Jr.
And you notice he doesn't have the same last name.
I know, that's funny. But named after the baby daddy.
Yeah. But the name is Blackman.
I know, Blackman Jr. At a friend's home after drinking vodka with friends in South Chicago.
Gotta love them Chicago niggers.
Wait a minute. She's not even 21. She's not even supposed to be drinking.
Holy shit, you're right. Well, maybe that's in ape years.
Yeah.
Not human years.
Well, I mean, there's probably a waiver for that because she's probably already a grandmother.
Probably.
This was just latest sprog.
Yeah, Ken Blackman Jr. probably already has kids. Ken Blackman the third. And it's like a little baby. And that baby's probably waiting for its first baby.
Yeah, the next morning, Smith reportedly put a blanket over the toddler, strapped him in a baby Bjorn, and went shopping for several hours. A neighbor who noticed blood on the child's blanket and that he wasn't breathing called 911. Wow.
I couldn't help but notice that there's blood on your dead baby's blanket. Maybe you should check into that.
Well, you know when, like, a human dies from asphyxiation, they turn blue?
Yeah.
What color does a nigger turn?
I ain't never been to a nigger funeral, so I have no idea.
I saw one once.
You saw a dead nigger?
Yeah, they had a dead nigger in a casket stuck in an elevator, so I had to go get it out. So I took a peek. I'm like, holy shit, that's one ugly nigger.
What? You never told me this story.
I just told you.
That's the whole story? Dead nigger? What happened?
The elevator broke with a nigger stuck in a casket.
Well, how did the nigger get in the elevator in the casket in the first place?
Well, they pushed it in to send it up to another floor at the mortuary.
Oh, it wasn't.
And then the elevator took a crap, so.
The elevator said, I'm not moving the dead nigger.
Oh, no, it moves lots of dead niggers. It was a nigger mortuary.
How big is the nigger mortuary?
I think it was 3 or 4 stories.
Dang.
That's a lot of dead niggers.
That's a lot of dead niggers. Mine's only like 3 blocks away, and it's just a little big building.
It's an outhouse.
Yeah, really. Yeah, really.
They should just flush them all away. Do you guys remember?
Don't you have to flush them. You throw them in the outhouse and use that truck to suck them out.
Ugh. Do you remember the story? It was someplace down south where these nigger funeral home owners were telling people that they were cremating dead people, but in reality, they were throwing them in a swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in Georgia.
Yes, it was. Isn't that sick?
Yeah. Yeah, they had like 400 bodies or something like it out there.
Yeah, just dumping them in the swamp. How much, I mean, what, they couldn't afford a match?
Their incinerator was broke. Is what they come up with, what they were saying. Well, our incinerator's broken. We couldn't afford to get it fixed.
Well, it's probably because they stiffed every repair company in the damn state. Nobody would come out and fix it for them.
Stiffed. Get it?
Because we know how niggers are about paying bills.
Don't do business with niggers.
No.
Jeez. They can't even bury somebody. They can't even burn a dead body. You think they'd be good at like burning evidence or something? They fuck it up.
No shit. They fuck up everything.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you give them. You could give a nigger a jar of peanut butter, a butter knife, and a piece of bread, and they would fuck up a peanut butter sandwich.
But no, they invented peanut butter.
But they'd still fuck up the sandwich. If the nigger actually invented peanut butter, he was probably trying to make some kind of window cleaner or something.
Probably.
Oh, shit. This don't work, man. It just sticks.
Okay, so, all right, back to Ken Blackman Jr.'s baby mama that killed him. What?
Oh, yeah. Blackman was... shouldn't it be Black Boy?
Yeah.
Black Boy was rushed to Memorial Hospital in Harvey, where he was pronounced good. An autopsy revealed he died from suffocation and had been dead for 14 hours.
So why'd they rush him then?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. What's they the couldn't hurry? Tell. He didn't turn blue.
He just sat there.
Free ambulance ride.
Yeah.
It ain't free. I got to pay for it. You got to pay for it.
God, 14 hours later, she's still pushing him around in a stroller.
And she probably thought that they wouldn't nobody notice. I mean, hell, all niggers smell the same, so how are you going to know it? Live one.
Well, but eventually, I mean, what was her plan? What do you think she was thinking?
I bet she would have kept it for a couple days and then tossed it in the trash and then say it got kidnapped.
Probably.
I can't think of a better scenario. That sounds about like nigger logic.
Yeah.
She was probably pushing it around in the stroller as an alibi so people would see her.
Probably. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Niggers, I swan. We had our first kill in like 2 years, a couple of weeks ago, about a week ago or something.
What happened?
A nigger got ventilated at a creek. Heck, it ain't but like 500 yards from where I live at where they found him at.
Really?
Did he float down or is that where he got shot?
That's where he got shot at. The creek's a little bitty creek. I mean, it'll swell up when it rains, but it's just a little bitty creek right now. Yeah. Yeah, he got ventilated there.
Nice.
Yeah. But that's the first one we had in like 2 years, but like the 4 years before we had four, like in real quick succession, bam, bam, bam. And then it's like 2 years before they damn got rid of another nigger. So I think we're behind on the times.
Yeah, you need to catch up, man.
There's powerful niggardry at work here.
That was Hard Truck 68. Stay tuned, Chimpers, because we're going to be back in just a minute with Liver Lipper.
I command our black nigga soul back to the depths of hell.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio, brought to you by ChimpOut.com.
Google that right there. Google that shit.
And I'm just saying what pressure from them not doing nothing make us go do. And they wondering why prison's overflowing, you feel me?
We must use these tools to fight niggas. A whip, a noose, a knife stick, a job application. These things strike fear into a nigga's heart.
Liver Lipper is with us tonight, and Liver Lipper, how's everything going?
Great, great. It's a good day to be white.
Is there ever a bad day?
The bad day to be white is when you see your paycheck and the taxes taken out of it.
Oh, God, yes.
Whitey, what's the topic for this week's Top 10?
Top 10 reasons for not paying your child support.
Okay, reading them off is our friend Liver Lipper, and what is number 10?
Number 10, I was dead.
Hey, that would actually work.
But if you were dead, how would you tell somebody you were dead?
This is niggers you're talking about here.
I guess they don't think that far ahead.
Oh, I know what it was. Hmm. The Haiti voodoo niggers brought him back to life.
The zombie.
Made him a zombie.
Number 9.
I ain't got no more kids. We done cooked them in the pot.
Ghetto Lobster.
Yeah. You think they use a separate pot for each kid? Or should they just kind of like throw them all in one great big vat?
Like a crab feed.
Yeah. They lower them in a basket into some boiling water. Number eight.
Number eight. I ain't got no job.
Well, wow. Duh. Yeah. Number seven.
Number seven. I was in prison.
Do you still have to pay child support? I wonder if you have to pay child support if you're incarcerated.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean,
how could you?
I guess you're going to have to press a lot of license plates.
But don't they pay prisoners like a few cents per hour or something like that?
Yeah, like a quarter per hour or some crap. Shouldn't give them nothing. They should send them a bill.
Yeah.
There you go.
Number six.
Okay, number six. It ain't my kid. It only has two eyes.
He's only got two eyes. That ain't my kid. Number five.
I was waiting for that hoe to get the familiarity test and shit.
Familiarity?
Fraternally.
Fraternally, okay. We'll forget that nigger spelling there. I have to get acclimated here.
Yeah, I was having a tough time typing this out, too. You can ask DJ. It took me like 10 minutes to type this up with the nigger battle. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
How would you know if you made a spelling error?
That's true.
The word would be spelled correctly.
Yeah, your spell checker doesn't have a fit.
No.
You know what? That would be a good test, though, for nigger daddies, is a familiarity test.
Yeah, if the kid is familiar with them.
Well, hell no, if the mommy's not familiar with them.
I don't know how they can keep all of them straight.
She's got a Rolodex in her my pussy.
Oh, God.
Keeps a sample rubber for DNA tests.
That's really gross. Number four. Number four.
Okay. Number four. That wasn't me.
Wait, I didn't hear it. Say it again.
That wasn't me.
Oh, that wasn't me.
Yeah,
another variation of the "I didn't do nothings."
Yeah. Number three, these hoes be holding out.
These hoes be holding out.
Yeah, you know the pimp.
Oh,
he's got his fleet of hoes.
Yeah, he can't pay the child support because they're holding out on him.
That's right.
Well, that makes sense.
They spent too much on their weave and nails this week.
Number two.
Number two, child support don't take no payments in food stamps.
That's true. And the number one reason why niggers can't pay their child support is?
I'm a nigger, enough said.
Hi, this is Thinking Mig.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Galaglide.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Intolerant.
This is Lady Coon Thrasher, you fuckers.
Hi, folks. This is Not Nice.
Hey, Chimpers. This is Whitey's Fed Up.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Bama Lamb, it ain't doing so well. Bama Lamb, I got some
sickle cell. Bam Lamb smoke rock so steady. Bam Lamb with his cousin named Freddy. Bam Lamb, whoa, swamp guinea. Bam Lamb, whoa, swamp guinea. Bam Lamb. Out of prison, family, whoa, moon cricket, family, whoa, moon cricket, family.
So, Liver Lipper, when we talked to you the other night on New Year's Eve, you had some good stories about Africa. Care to elaborate on any of those?
Well, let me see. I can't tell you specifics because I have to kill myself. I can tell you a few odds and ends things I saw.
All right.
I have seen a tire necklace in person.
Wow.
I wonder what they do when they necklace little kids. Do they use like a tricycle tire?
Bicycle tire. golf cart tire.
So what was the deal with the necklace thing? I mean, did you ever find out why they were doing it or...
We're kind of on the outskirts of the city, so it looks like any place, any pictures I've ever seen of Detroit, except for fewer trees. And just a bunch of skunks running around squawking at each other. I have no idea. Don't know if the guy was a criminal, a witch, a fag, or what.
Hmm.
Or they just had an extra tire and some gas that day.
We should donate some more tires to Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. I don't give anything to niggers.
There you go. Make them pay for them.
They can go steal it like normal niggers.
Yeah, stealing something is as close to earning as a nigger's ever going to get.
Well, that's work for them.
Yeah. They probably see it that way, too.
I'm sure they do.
They think that's their job. I got a job. I steal.
Well, you got to figure that they when they're out robbing and stealing and raping, they call it putting in work. Kind of the nigger mean. That's the idea. Get up and go rob something. I worked 8 hours today.
Stole for 8 hours.
Yeah.
That's why I'm tired. I've been stealing all day.
Ain't trying to find no job.
Just imagine if that was your job to steal shit. You'd be rich. If you stole things nonstop for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and never got caught, you would have $1 million worth of inventory of shit.
It depends on what you stole.
You back up a truck full of gold and take 8 man-hours to unload. You actually think a nigger would steal that long?
No, he'd grab one shiny bar and run.
Yeah.
He'd put it in his mouth and say, look at my gold teeth.
You know what? He'd feel so nigger rich, he'd probably go get his dick gold-plated.
That's going to be the next fad, you know.
Oh,
gold-plated dick.
Wouldn't surprise
me. For the thousands of the bucks.
Both.
Great. You've seen those big, those brass balls guys put on their pickup trucks?
Oh, I love those. Those are hilarious.
Yeah.
Look for a pair to be swinging out of the first tranny to dress next time you see her.
I saw that picture with the bulge. There was a picture going around a year or so ago. It was her in a dress, and it looked like there was a set of balls sticking out of there. There was just a bulge where there should have been a vagina.
Yeah.
Sick.
I think the vagina was standing next to her wearing a tie.
You notice how whenever we talk about niggers, it always ends up being something gross. It's always about dicks, trannies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you saw a necklace thing. What else did you see?
Pile of arms.
A pile of arms?
Pile of
like
arms.
Macheted off arms?
Yep.
Oh, when you say arms, you're not talking weapons. You mean actual arms.
No, I meant like people's limbs. I'm sorry.
Monkey arms.
Yeah, monkey arms.
What the fuck? Why?
This is what I'm told. I don't, and this was told to me, I don't know, by Pakistan or somebody that was there, some kind of UN troop. They, I think the UN or one of these book-dick liberal organizations had come through and inoculated one tribe or one Groidal's members.
Yeah.
The neighboring tribe came over and cut those arms off so they got the shot in.
Why?
Wow.
Niggers.
That's a great idea. Let's go give some more shots in Africa. But oh, they need the shot in the neck.
Here you go.
So they thought, okay, this tribe over here, they got something we didn't get. Now we're going to take it away from them.
That's what I got to figure it is.
Wow.
They're jealous because somebody else got the attention, I guess.
Somebody else got the gives me dat, and there was nothing they could do about it, so they said, let's go chop their arms off.
Nigger logic.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I guess they figured they wouldn't. That would stop. They would also get the AIDS.
Now, how many arms were in this pile?
Oh, God, I don't know, but I'd say it was about probably 3 feet tall by about 4 foot base.
Jeez.
Wow, that's got to be a couple hundred nigger arms.
Yeah, well, you know, we're standing up and looking and thinking, what in the hell is that? Let's work our way down and see what it is. Damn if it wasn't a pile of arms.
How the hell are they supposed to play basketball with only one arm now?
Or text while driving.
Wow.
Hey, you know how niggers all walk with a dip?
Yeah.
That nigger shuffle? Well, now that they're off balance, they'll probably walk like a human.
Or that their pimp will get more pronounced.
Yeah.
True. They should have just cut off all the niggers' tails. maybe it was a self-defense thing, because if there was a war going on, they could say, you can't shoot us. Why not? We're unarmed.
You know, if they really wanted to hurt them, they cut off their gibs.
Yes.
I don't know why anybody sends any money or food or anything over there. Fuck them apes.
Man, I don't know. This whole white guilt thing is just, I don't know, some kind of bad meth trip or something.
Yeah, it's stupid. If you just think about it, you know that it's manufactured bullshit, and it doesn't stand up to any kind of logical scrutiny whatsoever.
Nothing whatsoever. It's like trying to put out a fire with gasoline.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, remember Ethiopia, all the feed the children or whatever it was, Live Aid, all that shit they did back in the 80s?
80s, yeah.
They were all starving to death. Now their population's doubled, and we got twice as many stupid niggers starving to death.
Oh, yeah.
So it was actually counterproductive.
Yeah.
The suffering is even greater now. So they want more aid so that the niggers can make more nigglets, so the suffering will be even greater.
Yeah.
It's never ending.
The libtards, first of all, they're trying to get at us. The other thing is they don't think anything through. They don't realize the consequences of their actions. I mean, every time you're charitable to the bastards, they don't use the resource we've given them to improve themselves. They just come back next year for more.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
They never improve.
Yeah.
They just get more dependent.
Well, the good news is when people wake up and we cut everything off, they'll all starve to death.
Yeah, that's sure going to be interesting to watch, too, isn't it?
Yep, I'm grabbing some popcorn and a beer. I remember that back in the 80s that Feed the Starving Ethiopians, I used to laugh my ass off every time I saw one of those fly-infested nigglets with the swollen belly and nothing but skeletons.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you remember back, even when you were a little kid, that crap was on TV.
Yep.
And it never ends because they never solve anything.
No, they don't. And most of the money never even gets there. Because I remember in the 80s, there were all these stories coming out about how these organizations were just keeping most of the money to buy broadcasting time, you know, to keep the commercials going.
To ask for more money.
Yeah, to ask for more money.
Well, remember, what was that spook's name that was the head of the UN for a while?
I don't know.
I can't think of his name right offhand, but his son got pinched for running off with a lot of the funds that were supposed to go to feed the apes.
Oh, I believe it.
Tremendous amounts of UN money.
It's a nigger. It'll steal it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the spokesperson in those commercials was Sally Struthers? Remember those?
Yeah, send her over there. Let the niggers eat her. She was fat enough to feed half of them.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever happened to her? Is she dead?
No, I don't think so.
She's still kicking?
She got so fat she couldn't get out of the house anymore. Remember South Park did an episode on her doing that.
I was just going to say that, and she's sitting in the warehouse full of Twinkies chowing down.
Yeah, she ate them.
Yeah, that was a funny episode. They really reamed Sally Struthers on that one.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they were thinking. That squeaky voice, I guess, was supposed to arouse sympathy, but Jesus Christ, she's 450 pounds overweight.
I know.
And asking for food.
Yeah. That's why the money never made it, because she was eating all. That was all for her.
Stop at Taco Bell on the way over.
Hey, thanks a lot for joining us, Liver Lipper. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for letting me do it. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
We'll have to have you on again. Get some more of your good Africa stories.
Okay, great. I'm glad to. All right, I'll see you guys going. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, good night. That's all right.
We're going to jump to the front end. That's it for this week's episode of Chip Out Radio. Hey, you know what? We're going to try to get these out every week from now on.
Yeah, we'll do a shorter show, but more frequently.
And you can look for those to be posted probably on Sunday nights.
All right. Give you something to listen to on the ride in on Monday morning.
That's right. And so next week, we're going to have Laughing at Coons with us.
Yeah, nice guy.
Yep. We're going to have a lot of fun talking to him. And also, the spider's going to stop by.
Yeah, wait till you hear this story of TMB. It's almost unbelievable. But then again, we're talking about niggers, so anything's believable.
Hey, special thanks to our new member and our new friend, Big Chimpin, for doing the musical interlude in the middle of the show.
That's some good talent. I like what he did for us.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Maybe we'll get him on the show soon.
I hope so. The